B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot, damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
Pump your ass.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter and visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, Bring the Heat.
Let's go.
All right, I hope you hit the line. 610-771-9751.
Andrew
hit
working hard on the beds.
Doing a nice job. You like this one? A little less aggressive.
I do, yeah. I like it a lot better.
A lighter feel to it.
Yeah, because I want it to be funny, too.
Like a summer ale, this bed. It's got a little peppier feel.
Like a summer ale?
Well, like a winter beer is a heavy beer.
I could hear this in a beer commercial, too, during the summer.
Yeah. Bud Light.
Nah, if it's summer, it's more of the Islander, the island, the... This doesn't have that.
Like Kokomo?
Whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know summer sound when you hear it. I don't feel summer.
You don't feel summer with this?
No.
How about, is it autumnal?
Yeah. All right, how about that?
Well, let's see what we got today.
Yes, this is Dave. And I just want to add one thing. Ooh. My time with Bryce Harper the other day, we had a great walk. We went out and got some treats. We spit ice cream together. That man can launch his spit.
Well, that's a good game.
We spit ice cream together.
Oh my.
Did you hear him on the MLB Network? I played in the updates a little bit today about how they hit it off together, Gabe and Bryce.
You need to play it right now.
We bonded over stuff like, you know, training. I think we bonded over food. He loves food, and Philadelphia has an incredible food scene, among the best in the country, if you ask me. And so, yeah, I think we just hit it off. He's an easy guy to talk to.
We hit it off over food. Gabe doesn't even eat the ice cream, and he's a foodie.
Yeah, I can see him being a foodie.
Like, what would he order? Like, I'd like the tofu salad. Like, he probably eats weird meals, Gabe.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, you know, I don't know.
I love a nice sesame tofu, Anthony.
He's got to be a lean meat guy, too.
Yeah, he's a lean meat guy. I think he goes heavy Asian.
Yeah, I'd like an Asian toasted sesame dressing on my kale salad.
Is he a Thai food guy?
He's yeah.
That might be too hot for Gabe.
I think he's a fusion man.
A fusion man. You think he likes sushi?
Yes.
Thought you was a bacala man, Uncle June.
I just watched that the other night.
All right, so let me get this straight. Jason's comment was out of line about you licking Wentz's and Simmons' butt, but Claude Giroux is Jason's favorite player on the Flyers, and that gets referred to as a red rocket. And totally satisfied sexually.
Thank you.
I think Jason has a little bit of room.
Totally satisfied sexually.
Uh-huh. See?
Yeah, Jason only has room with Mike.
No, that's not true. Take that back.
I don't give you...
Your ass is
totally. I don't give you Red Rocket.
No, but you agree with Mike. Just because you didn't coin the phrase.
I didn't go
but
Red
you
Rocket.
Sanctioned
no, I listen. I give you my... You know me. I don't steal anybody else's phrase. I use my own phrase. I make up my own phrase.
I agree with the guy who left the message. He presents some nice points.
That's because
he's presenting them beautifully.
He's allowing you.
He did present
to lather over G.
I don't lather over him. I just recognize the skill set that he brings to the table. I don't think that's lathering and being appreciative of what a player brings.
I think he just physically is presenting beautifully right now.
I agree. I mean, when you look at his numbers and his production and the effect that he has on his on the game, when it's unparalleled, frankly. Over the last 9 or 10 years, he's the most accomplished athlete in the city from a stats standpoint.
Oh, my God.
What's next?
Oh, jeez.
Martinez, you cannot, under any
circumstance, this Claude Giroux stuff. I like Claude Giroux. They make me hate him.
You're killing the phone call. What's the matter with you?
You're killing me with this Claude Giroux stuff. You need to go overboard with that.
I didn't go overboard.
Yes, you did. You just talked for 5 minutes with Claude Giroux again.
I just presented the facts.
Why are you trying to make me hate him?
I'm not trying to do anything. I'm just spitting facts over here.
Andrew, it's ridiculous, man.
I do think Claude is underappreciated, but I do think Jason is it.
I know, I'm blinded by it. I, right away, now I want to get snotty. Right? Because he makes me want to get snotty.
Well, he's,
he's the most accomplished athlete in the
No.
Dude.
Really? Individual. Not team.
Accomplished. He won a Super Bowl.
I get that. That's a team award. And he was a big part of it. But, you know, Nick Foles was a part of it, and he had a great surrounding cast, which is why we felt good.
Right.
Now.
I didn't bring it up.
No, you just brought up Fletcher Cox. You got a chance to respond.
Whatever, dude. He's the second
leading scorer in his sport over the last decade.
Oh, God.
You going to snort that?
Here's how I look at it. If I'm playing Dr. Phil here, Jason knows what Claude does more than a lot of people in Philadelphia. Not Mike, but I'm saying like the typical, like me. I'm not really the biggest hockey guy, so when you try to tell me these things,
dude,
I love hockey.
Listen.
Yeah, you know what
you do. You know the sport.
I'll defer to Jason when it comes to the sport.
You don't need to.
Because I think he's really good knowledgeable, and he's there every night. I give him credit. And I like Gene, but, you know, he's not Bobby Clark. Like, he didn't, as great as a facilitator as he is, you know.
No, I'm not comparing him to him. I agree that Clark was a better player. Right.
Totally. I think part of the problem is...
But Clark also had the LCB line. I mean, has he ever had a Bill Barber and Leach on his wings?
The last time he was as most effective, he had Yager with him.
Yeah, Yager and Hartnell, yeah. True.
Martinez, you cannot, under any circumstance, say meatballs and gravy as an Irish guy. All right? Even the Italians don't say that. You are a possum. It does is right.
Why can't I say that? That's what it was always called. It's gravy.
I have no problem with you using the meatball and gravy thing. I don't, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, to me, a sauce is like, for me, like a sauce isn't what I put on pasta. Gravy's what I put on. Gravy, it's gravy because it has meat in it.
Correct.
That's what makes it sausage. Like my mom made it. It was with sausage and meatballs.
Yeah.
A little sweet sausage, a little hot sausage, and meatballs and a bay leaf. And that was gravy.
And we established this. You're penguin, not possum.
Well, whatever. I don't care, but...
Yeah, we did our... animals.
So if I want to get this right, because I'm 50% Irish... Because my mom's 100% Irish, and the rest of me is a mutt. My dad was a mutt.
You got to be Greek, don't you?
There's Greek in there. My name's Greek, but there's just a tinge in there.
No, really?
But because I'm Irish, according to the call, I can't say gravy. Gravy's like brown gravy you put on turkey.
I agree. I agree.
You can call it gravy. It's got meat in it.
I agree with you. I think you're right. I mean, I think
that caller was closed-minded.
I like to say, you know, I like to talk about my Guinness.
Yeah, that's not a violation because you're an Italian.
Right.
Yeah. We can be multicultural now.
In
this day and age.
I have no problem. Listen, you broke out the super side today.
Yeah, that was a strange gripe on the Bring the Heat line. Very strange gripe. But whatever.
Listen, this is the cap. Come on, baby. You know you want to play with the cap. I mean, look at me. I got a wool jacket. I got a wool hoodie underneath. Beautifully coiffed skin. Perfect glistening tan, perfect hairline, and a neck only a surgeon could fix. I'm telling you, you want to come play with the cap. I know it. I feel it in you, Bryce. Come on, man.
That's great.
He needs to be convinced. And I saw a report today from John Heyman. Let me read this for you. I got to find this, Ant, because it is essentially what it's saying is that other teams are laying in the weeds. They see what's going on in the Phillies and the White Sox and the usual suspects that have been.
That's coming
reported.
From the agent.
Yeah, and they said there's all these other teams that are going to come out laying in the weeds waiting to pounce.
So it
could take till mid-February is what he said.
Yeah, right. Like, you know, where's that coming from?
That's agent-driven. You're
damn right.
He's trying to get more teams involved.
Right.
Their mind's not made up. But the thing is, if this takes till mid-February, I'll tell you, this baseball offseason, what a beauty they are.
They just
drag you through it. It's like lava flowing uphill.
That's terrible.
Waiting for these guys to sign. Come on. Sign a deal.
Yeah.
The whole one. Pour some Drano in the line and let's go.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, go ahead.
You know, we're 46 games into the NBA season.
Yeah, past the midway point.
This game's tomorrow. It's going to be interesting, this OKC game.
That's a lockdown at 3:30 when the snow starts to fall.
Is it going to snow?
I think it's a late afternoon. I'll check it.
I heard later on at night,
Is it later on tonight now?
Yeah, I heard at one point it was going to start today, but I just checked the old Doppler that I have here.
Oh, and, looking at the
lasers. I got
dude,
no snow.
I just see rain on the iPhone. I go by the iPhone. I don't see the flake. The
yeah,
flake's gone.
The rain border, Anthony, is creeping up and nipping the southeast corner of PA now. So
those damn weather people.
Yeah.
Screwing up again.
We're out of the purple, it looks like. The purple's a little north and a little west of where we'll be. I don't know that. I'll find out the timing of the winter storm Harper.
So Harper's not coming here.
That stinks.
Well,
I kind of want the snow. I think I'll be honest with you.
Somebody pointed this out to me on Twitter. The storm is coming like kind of from that south and east range, like you talked about it, which goes right over D.C. and brings Harper to Philly.
There you go.
It's the track.
Like that.
What wins in baseball? Pitching, national staff, pitching better. Mets starting staff, pitching better. Braves starting staff, pitching better. How are the Phillies winning? Where are the pitchers? They only got Nola. Okay.
Yeah, but look what did
okay.
for the Mets.
Okay. However, you're missing a key component, my friend. You're missing the bullpen. This bullpen has a chance to be really good. So Robertson's a big deal. And we know that there is a chance, right, Andrew?
For Kimbrel?
Yes, they can add another closer in Kimbrel. So Craig Kimbrel would be the closer, and then you would have two wild arms to throw with Robertson and Sir Anthony.
I like Sir Anthony in that role this young in his career, not in the closer role.
Yeah, I think they just used him. I didn't like the way he used him last year. I think he can be a closer, but yeah, I didn't like the way Gabe used him.
I need set roles.
Do you have that other
I
quote from Gabe, by the way? Andrew played me this other quote this morning, because in baseball, you know, managers and strategy has guys thinking way outside the box on occasion, where you don't have your pitcher called the starter, it's the opener. Where you would use a relief pitcher in the first inning.
I hate that.
Now, why do you hate that?
Why do I hate that?
Yeah.
Because I like my pitcher to go seven innings.
He can. From the second inning to the eighth.
No.
You know what I mean?
Why? Why are you trying to reinvent the thing?
No, I know. No, I'm just saying, it's
unnecessary.
Well, I want you to hear what Gabe had to say about it, because I think you'll be shocked.
Lord.
All right, here's Gabe on using a relief pitcher to start a game.
I like it conceptually, but I think it's always a balance of what makes most sense tactically. And sometimes an opener makes a lot of sense tactically. You have a wipeout left-handed reliever. You know the opposing manager is going to put out three lefties in a row. It might make sense tactically, but the entire clubhouse might not be ready for it. Mm-hmm. And I think continuing to go back to that balance, yes, it's a tactical advantage. No, it doesn't make the clubhouse feel comfortable. And marrying those two, being empathetic to one side, and also to challenge if this makes the most sense from a game strategy perspective.
I wasn't expecting that. I knew he would be kind of open-minded to it, but it doesn't seem like he's ready to go.
I'm sorry, I zoned out. What did he say?
But I was impressed that he was concerned about how the clubhouse would respond to it.
Yeah, well, why is
not
it?
Just the computer.
Okay, but answer me this. Why is it a tactical advantage?
Well, see, and I discussed this with Andrew this morning, what I said was, the one thing you don't know is what's going to happen on the back end. And you may be burning a pitcher that you need on the back end. So to your point, I like going with the starter, not an opener. Because you have no idea what's going to happen come the fifth inning. If you're going to need that extra arm later
the opener,
in the
inning. I just hate this.
I hate that there's a term for it now.
I hate it. It's a stinking raise. That Joe Madden. Not Joe Madden. It was the Cubs. What's his name?
Well, he started with the Rays.
Yeah,
and he started doing that stuff. But Dave Roberts with the Dodgers.
Yeah, he's done it too.
Council with the Brewers did it a lot last year. He was doing it in the playoffs.
The Rays started. Oh, God, I hate that. I hate the fact that there's an opener. The people talk to Jason refers to it, Andrew, as an opener. Ew.
Today's opener.
Ew. Ew.
David Robertson.
It is kind of...
Oh, it's horrible.
It's unconventional thinking.
You know what it is? It's doing it for the sake of doing it. And then calling yourself a genius.
No. You're doing it because you think that there's a competitive advantage.
What's the advantage?
Are those guys idiots?
What's the advantage?
No, there must be some because, I mean,
are they idiots? You know what I think they are? I think they're blowhards who want to be geniuses.
Ahead of the trend and try to set it?
Yes. That's what I think
might
they
be
are.
Some of that.
I think it's ego driven.
Sometimes those guys that do that under that exact reasoning end up being a genius.
You know what I love? You know what I root for? I root for those openers to get rocked. That's what I root for.
Why?
Because I think it's dumb.
Well, a lot of people probably thought Chip Kelly running 100 plays was dumb.
Okay.
Didn't work out. I know.
There's a reason why you do certain things. So even Chip had a reason why he ran tempo. What's the reason?
Well, to keep the defense from substituting and to get them on their heels and wear them down. But what the other part of it was, your defense could end up back on the field like that.
Right. But tell me why you want to use an opener.
No, I know. I'm just saying the thought process.
Yeah, but why is he said it's a tactical advantage. How's it a tactical advantage?
Well, Gabe said it because if they load up three left-handers, then you can throw a tactical advantage
at
them.
It could. Not saying I would do it. But theoretically, it could change how they set the lineup.
At some point, right? Like at some point, if you got lefty-laden teams, there's always ways
that you would shuffle.
But you would always have your lineup because you're afraid. If you're a lefty lineup, right? And the Phillies got really lefty, if you remember, toward the end.
Oh, yeah, Howard and Utley.
So if you try to split up your left-handers because you're afraid of the seventh inning. Doesn't matter the first inning. You're afraid of the seventh inning. So you're going to do it anyway.
I'm just saying, I remember in the Dodgers-Brewers series, I mean, Roberts wasn't even starting that Muncy guy who hit 30 bombs because
he had a left-handed lineup and a right-handed lineup.
Yeah, and he was doing it based off who the opener was, and then he would make substitutions. Like Muncy would not play the first two innings, and then he ended up playing in the third inning because they changed the pitcher. I hate the concept of it, but then you can also get the opposing team to use a position player early. I guess that's what he means in terms of how it would work tactically.
Yeah,
I hate it though.
I agree. It's so bizarre.
It's
debatable whether there is any tactical advantage. And I don't know why you just aren't okay with a guy just to go out and give you seven good innings.
Yeah, because if you burn Sir Anthony in the first inning and you need him analytically, he makes the perfect fit, the most sense in the eighth inning against the sixth, seventh, and eighth hitters. Well, you already used them in the first inning as your opener.
Yeah. First of all, you wouldn't use him. They don't use those. You don't use
Pazos.
The jokers, right? The wild cards and the jokers. That's what they call those relievers that can go anywhere. But you don't want to use your good joker reliever in the first inning.
Not have him available in the eighth inning if you need him. Yeah, I appreciate like thinking the game differently because basketball is thought a lot differently now with positionless basketball. And the things, you know, the traditional role of the point guard or the traditional role of the four or the center has all kind of gone into a blender. And in a lot of sports, that's happening where they're doing it different because they're finding different strategic edges. But like to your point, though, I don't know that I think the juice may not be worth the squeeze because you never know what you're going to need on the back end.
Right.
You know, that's the great unknown with it. So
right. And by the way, if you go in and you're thinking, well, I can get... Like, the Rays used to have... They had a couple guys that were, like, decent, but not... You know, they weren't close back-end types that could survive. But you know what? You're only as good as, like, you survive one game, but then the next time the kid's an opener, Lopez, he gives up three runs in the first game, and then you're down 3-0.
Yeah, and then your starter comes in, and he's going, I got a hole I'm digging out of here already. 610-632-0975. That is the number.
I got a buddy of mine who is a... he's a real meteorologist type because he used to work for the airlines. So
he really understands weather.
He taps into it. Vinny. So he said this. He goes, the forecast keeps getting worse as the low moves further south. Mm. We're looking at 4+ inches, but the real problem is the ice because the temperature is going to drop 30 degrees at noon on Sunday.
At noon on Sunday?
It's like that movie.
Day after tomorrow.
You're right. Yes. Remember when the rains came? Remember it was like raining?
Well, yeah, they had to run away from the cold.
Right.
Because it started freezing up the entire library. Right.
And then all of a sudden, it went from rain to ridiculous cold. It's like that movie.
Well, look, I'm looking at the Sunday forecast, and it says it's a high of 42 and a low of 3.
Right, the high.
That's when that polar vortex is blowing
coming in at 11.
Yeah, on Monday, the high is 14 degrees. So this, like, massive cold front's going to go and just freeze everything, all that rain that dropped.
Yeah, man. He said,
see, the ice I'm not in favor of.
Wind chills as low as minus 16.
Oh, my goodness. It's getting...
Yeah.
Because I can.
God, it would be fun to play a football
minus
game in
16.
That. In that kind of low. Carson.
Is it Monday holiday tomorrow? MLK Day, right?
Yes, it is. All right, 610-63.
Martin Luther King Day on Monday. There's always basketball. What are the Sixers playing? What time does Sixers play Monday?
Let me look here. I have it right in front of me. The Sixers.
Now they're 7 o'clock start or 8 o'clock. It's the Houston game.
Now that they're right. Now that they're good.
No more
usually
afternoon.
They play in the afternoon.
Yeah, they're the 1 o'clock. Like 3 o'clock before.
Yeah, I may be out on Monday. I'm not feeling it. I don't want to
be calling
out.
My
2 degrees, I'm out.
That's a stay under the blanket kind of day.
That's I hate this.
You don't have to burn a vacation day. It's going to be, if there's ice like that, it's going to be impossible to get in here. You're going to need your skates.
It's going to be so bitter cold.
You know when the ice is like that, when you get out of the car and you're on a slight decline, you just start sliding.
Yeah, man.
And you can't get a grip. It's the worst.
Oh, I didn't think about that. It could be bad Monday.
Oh, it could be really bad. I have to come down and stay in the hotel.
Yeah.
You're a lot closer than I am, but I got a haul. I have to get a snowmobile. 610-632-0975. We got Mikey Miss, by the way.
Angel lives down the street. And they knock him.
You come
and
do the show,
baby.
Yeah, I can't drive down. I'll sled down.
Mikey Miss coming up at 2 here this Friday afternoon, and we'll be back right after this on 97.5 The Fanatic. Now, I got to tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook because it's a huge weekend. And you know that they've been offering a $500 risk-free bet to new users, and while that risk-free bet is amazing, it's just the beginning because FanDuel Sportsbook has tons of other awesome promos all the time. You can find odd boosts, bet insurance, special bonuses, and more on any given day. Plus, the new cash-out feature makes it easy to get your winnings early. Tons of sports to choose from. And FanDuel, they offer some of the most competitive lines around. KC this weekend, New Orleans, the Pats, which way are you going to go? Who are you taking? Well, don't forget, you can place a $500 risk-free bet when you use my promo code Jason, all by downloading the app and to bet from anywhere in New Jersey. You sign up with my promo code Jason, make your first bet, and if you lose, FanDuel Sportsbook will give you a refund inside credit up to $500. So download the FanDuel Sportsbook app now and start winning today. You must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued to site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ for terms and conditions.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
One o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm, Philly proud and Philly strong for over 49 years. To find out more, visit injurylawyer.com.
We bonded over stuff like...
I'm looking forward to the games on Sunday now a little bit, to be honest with you. I'm sad, no birds, but...
With the weather coming in, it'll be a nice day to hunker down.
I'm looking forward to just to watch those games. I mean, you got 1-2 versus 1-2, the Goats versus the Kids...
The Lions head is staying strong.
So I'm rooting for the Chiefs.
And who do you want them? You want them to play the Rams?
Well,
right?
I hate the Saints. That's a complete root against.
By the way, did you see the D-bag move that the Saints pulled, video out?
That's all they are.
He put that video out about saying Fletcher Cox takes plays off with that punt. The fake punt.
Well,
they showed the highlighted videos of him just kind of standing up against the Bears. Now, in that play, when it happened in the game, Fletcher Cox was triple teamed and got hurt. And then was a warrior and kept coming. The first play, remember when he came back in the game? He caused a penalty for holding because he got after Drew Brees.
Right.
And every time he came back in the game, the play of the D-line elevated.
Right. So What he's saying is he takes plays off during punts. Mm-hmm. Like, that was something. Look.
Where he just stands up.
Listen, you know, I can't. It's a good move by him. Like, he caught that. You catch that on film.
Detail-oriented, yeah.
Listen, that's what. Do you remember years ago during they started the onside kick to start the game in the pickle juice game against Cowboys?
Yep.
Andy had seen, he told me the story, that Wednesday he had seen the Cowboys, one of the Cowboys gunner cheat. And he'd done it every time. So they caught him. And that's what, you know, Fletcher's doing. They caught him cheating.
Exploit what you find.
Which makes a lot of sense now that I think about it, because he should have went for it right away, not even mess around with a fake punt. But he's thinking, because Fletcher's standing up, I got this in the middle.
Oh, yeah. You're a good point, because I saw this on film. Now I have the opportunity to spot in the game, spot on the field.
Right.
To exploit what I saw on film of him just standing up on other punts. That's very interesting. Because initially you were saying, hey, just keep the offense on the field. Well, if they kept the offense on the field, Fletch isn't just standing up.
Right. So it was even better play to run the fake, knowing that Fletch will stand up.
That kills you that Peyton's a good coach.
No, he's a great coach.
He really is.
That's what makes him an a-hole. No, it's part of the reason why he's an a-hole is he's a great coach. Well, he knows what he's doing.
Nick in Northeast.
Arrogant SOB.
Yeah. Nick in the Northeast on the Fanatic. What's up, Nick?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, good. Nick.
Hey, want to talk about Gabe's comments on the reliever starting the game.
Sure, so, go ahead.
Yeah, it makes sense in regards to tactically, mainly because if you think a starting pitcher, their average against the second or third time they go around the lineup, it's going to increase. So going with that random reliever to start the game is going to throw off those first three, four hitters, so the starter can go deeper into the game because they're only seeing their best hitters maybe two or three times throughout the entire game instead of three, four, five.
Right. Unless the so-so middling reliever you throw out there gets rocked. But, you know, your point's right.
Right. That's the only case. And the other thing when you said about the clubhouse, that makes a lot of sense, too, because you're not going to be able to sustain that for 162 games. A one-game playoff, yes, makes perfect sense. And
if the playoffs
this year, I hope they do it.
Yeah, I don't. I hope they start NOLA.
Right, well, what about like your third starter, whoever the heck that's going to be?
It all depends. I mean, it doesn't make sense if you have Cole Hamels and Doc Halliday and Cliff Lee, right?
And we still lost in the first round.
Yeah, that's because of the offense, though, not because
they just couldn't hit.
I hear you, Nicky. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, I mean,
all right, thank you.
Like the one caller said, I think it was on Bring the Heat, that, you know, with all, like, look at the Mets. DeGrom and great pitching, but what did the Mets do this year?
No, pitching matters. No,
pitching matters, but you also have to have offense.
Yeah, you know, again, look, in 08, they win. Look who the third starter was, Moyer, and the fourth starter was Blanton.
Yeah, your
the second starter was Myers.
Brett Myers, yeah. That was their worst pitching staff, by the way, of the whole run, and yet they won it that year because they hit into the night. Rich in Richboro is on the Fanatic. How you doing, Drew?
Yo, man, you got me belly laughing here on a rather dismal day about this opener. I didn't think anybody else thought the way I did when it came to stuff like this. But when you said, "I hope he gets rocked," I hope he gets rocked. It just kind of made my day. You know, what I blame for this is Brian Kenny on MLB with all his analytical stuff. It seems like they take this stuff and they run with it.
Yeah.
And like you said, they just want to be the genius or be the first one to come up with stuff. Whether it really has any kind of tactical advantage or not behind it, you know, it doesn't seem to make any sense. But
I know, like the last car is right. Like, I think he's right. I think Nicky was right when he said, you know, you're going to limit your exposure of your starter to the top four guys in the order. But how many times did that dude is going to get killed? Start off.
I just
meant
when you said that. I hope he gets rocked.
I do. I hate him. I hate this nonsense. Stop reinventing the game. Play the game.
Exactly. I just wanted to
love you,
put
brother.
My two cents in. Thank you.
We're two.
Take care.
Appreciate
dinosaurs.
But you never know. Like in 15 years from now, you could look back and go, every team's got an opener.
Blah, blah.
It could.
Blah, blah.
Maybe it'll breathe some life into the game.
Kevin Cash is what I was thinking of.
I don't need openers. I don't need the pitcher batting
into the game. Shut up. All you do is, see, again, you're going to go into this baseball thing.
I'm not going into
baseball. I'm banning you from baseball. Andrew.
No, I'm just, you don't know. You don't know. It could be something that more teams start doing because
ban him from baseball.
You just said laid out the other day. You did life breathed into it.
Tell me about G.
No, you tell me the other day about how many changes need to happen.
Song.
And then you're contradicting yourself.
Give me a little. How am I contradicting myself?
You just said the other day that the sport needs a facelift.
So what? So no.
Because you don't agree with the opener one? That's a stupid idea?
Yes. It's how is that a facelift?
Maybe it is.
Maybe it's not. How is that a facelift? That's asinine.
It might be.
A facelift means like cut down the number of games.
I agree.
Elongate the playoffs. Not throw a stiff reliever.
Why would you throw a stiff, though?
Other than you're closing yourself, guy. The guy's going to be a half a stiff.
Here's the other problem with doing the opener.
Out there.
I know.
Go read me a poem.
Oh, stop it with your low-hanging
opener theory. It's going to slow down the beginning of the game because then you're going to have to warm up the start
and more pitching changes.
And you know the opener will probably throw the first inning in the second inning, and then you'll do the pitching change mid-inning.
What about switch hitters?
Can I be ultra real? Can I be so just forthcoming?
Bare your soul.
Floor is yours.
Like I want to like Gabe. I do. Like I want to like him. But I hate. I can't take him talking. I can't. When he talks, it drives me nuts.
It turns you. You do a 180, don't you?
I do. I do. Like I'm trying to have an open mind.
Bonded over food.
I'm trying to have an open mind. We gotta talk about this. I got a real problem.
Like, if they get Harper, you got a really big problem.
Right, he's not going anywhere. And like, I want to like him.
And you want him to succeed.
I do. I do. I want to like him.
I like it conceptually.
Right. I like him conceptually. But no.
He's going to drive you crazy. It's going to drive you crazy.
Am I the only one? Andrew, you feel
like,
that way?
I have like a weird like form.
Well, you do them, so you.
But that's not even the real. I'm just like I appreciate the positive attitude.
Imitative,
and everything.
I should say.
Yeah, but I don't. You know,
Oh my!
I don't know how I feel about him because I don't know. Like you always say, beholden he's going to be to the analytics this year, and that's it's one of the great big questions right now.
God.
610-632-0975. Mikey missed at the top of the
hour.
You're really perplexed.
Why don't you have Alexa manage the team?
Alexa, who should pitch next? It's the midday show.
Oh, let me tell you
about
the uncles.
I like it conceptually.
Greg and Paul, I got to go talk to the uncles. Maybe they can give you some wisdom.
Isn't it funny that this commercial always comes up after talking about Gabe after the conversation the other day? About the tan?
It does feel that way, right?
It's like timing.
Like, that part of it is kind of weirdly funny.
Like, but weird.
Yeah, definitely weird. Like, let me ask you a question. So the uncles, Greg and Paul, family creature, Dodgy Ram, greatest guys. They're the best. You can get a great Jeep right now for, yes, right, $129. That's it. $129. That's it. All right, so Greg meets Gabe. Now, you know, Greg's a sportsman. He wants to talk a little baseball. And the Gabe right away notices his tan. Yeah, like, would you notice the uncle's tan?
Like, I didn't notice it when we saw him at Ralph's.
Like, he's got a tan, whatever, you know, down the shore. He has a boat, goes to Florida, so he gets a tan. But, you know, it's not one of those things, hey, it's a great tan.
I really appreciate
your
tan.
And they're talking about the tan, to like, you know, and he brings up the tan strategy.
Well, is he an analytics guy when it comes to tanning?
Oh, can I have Charlie back? All right, family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. You're more than a customer. Your family, go to the uncles, talk to them about tans, Jeeps, baseball, familyautos.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Oh, we got some breaking news. The Cowboys have fired offensive coordinator Scott Linehan.
Oh, won't see him no more.
Out. It's papers, huh? Meanwhile, Garrett stays.
See, this is what I'm saying. Garrett's an offensive coach, but yet you fire the offensive coordinator of the offensive coach?
It's like firing Mike Groh.
I don't understand it.
Because Doug calls the plays.
I don't get it. I don't get it. You know, Jerry fired his offensive line coach, too. Paul Alexander.
Mm. Eagles might be losing a key cog. There's a report out on CBS Sports that Nick Saban is trying to pry away Jeff Stoutland from the Eagles.
Yeah. He's a Bama man.
Whew. Stout, as they like to call him.
He's a great coach, yeah.
Yeah, he's been there a while. Well, that'd be a loss. I don't like that.
Well, you know, but he's a really good coach. It would be. How about that? Have a Linehan out.
Yeah. Well, good for the Cowboys. We'll see what happens to them coming up next year. Zeke's got to get paid. Dak's is up too. See how that plays out. See how they handle their cap. I wonder what Dak is going to get money-wise. That's an interesting one. Now, his rookie deal, he didn't make squad douche because he was taking the third
round. Dak, unload the bus for Dak. Unload the back up the truck for Dak.
Yeah, but remember, on his rookie deal, he didn't get any money because he wasn't taken high in the draft. Like, Carson got decent money. Because he was taken second overall. That got like nickels.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you a question. When you say, because Jen Fred, our friend from Good Day Philadelphia, said, I appreciate you saying fire and not parting ways with.
For Scott Linehan?
Yeah. I agree with that. The part ways, like, you know.
Well, it depends. You can part ways. Really part ways is ways. A mutual agreement.
Yeah.
Terminated or fired is... You wanted your job where you still had time on your contract, and they escorted your ass out of the building.
Yes.
So, let's give away a pair of tickets to see Temple Battle Penn tomorrow, 5 p.m. at the Leah Cora Center. Don't miss Dollar Dog Night at the game. Visit alstix.com for tickets. And a fifth caller right now will receive a pair at 215-263-0975. 215-263-0975. Temple Penn tomorrow, Leah Cora Center, alstix.com for your tickets. So the games this weekend, let's get a final prediction, Anthony, from you on how you think this plays out in the two championship games. Let's start with the Rams and Saints. The first game at 3:05. The line is 3 and the over-under is 57.
I'm going to go Rams in this game.
Now you want Rams.
I think it's revenge. I hate the Saints.
Road revenge.
I hate them. I hate the Sean Payton.
I think the Saints win the game.
Probably right.
I don't want them to. Because I don't want to see that smug face of Whoville over that entire week of the media attention that the Super Bowl gets and dealing with that guy. Because I agree, he's just a crumb.
Let me ask you, though. Drew Brees did not play well. That offense did not play well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Rams didn't exactly play great football either. Although they ran the ball really effectively.
How's Gurley's health going into this one? I don't know that you're going to get right. That kind of running performance out of C.J. Anderson again.
Gurley's fine.
Yeah, I'd like to see the Rams win, but I don't know.
I think they got a shot. I think they're live in this game.
Yeah, I don't know that Goff's a guy that can handle that crowd.
Yeah.
On that stage.
That's fair.
Next game, New England.
He could be prone to a puddle.
The coldest game in Kansas City will take place on Sunday evening at 6:40. When Andy Reid and the Chiefs host the New England Patriots, and remember, you brought out the stat that Tom Brady's never lost to any of these quarterbacks in the playoffs. And he's going against Patrick Mahomes, who he has not faced in the playoffs.
I will be rooting for Big Red and the Chiefs, and they will lose to Belichick and Brady.
You think they end up losing that game?
I do, yeah.
I'm on KC in this game. Wow, you and I are on opposite on both games. You want to go Sangweech?
No.
What do you mean no?
No, I don't. I don't feel
how about hoagie?
Strongly about either of them.
I'll buy a pie.
It's the same thing. Sangweech and a hoagie is the same thing.
Well, a sandwich is on bread. A hoagie's on a roll.
Dude, whatever. I don't want to get into a sandwich to fight with you.
I just wanted to order a pizza or have some lunch in here one day.
No.
One of us is paying.
I'm out.
You buy, I'll fly. I fly, you buy.
All right.
You are the king of the I'll buy, you fly. For the coffee in the morning?
Yeah.
You're it's always sending it's like, but you always, you bone up the money.
I'll take, listen, I want Kansas City. I'm rooting for Kansas City.
Just feeling the Pats.
But here's the problem, is that you got Belichick and Brady. So I got Belichick twice. He's got to out-coach Andy, and he's got to out-coach a young quarterback. And as much as I love Mahomes, ask yourself this. Is Andy going to out-coach Belichick? Is Mahomes going to outplay Brady?
Nick Foles outplayed Brady.
All right.
Kinda. Not right, Brady for 505 yards.
I mean, I just don't know that he's able to do that.
Yeah.
That Mahomes, I love Mahomes. It's going to be 5 degrees, too.
Brady performs well.
It's fine. It's going to be freezing.
I like that, though. I think it's going to be a cool game to watch.
I do, too, but
Arrowhead.
You think Mahomes wins that game?
Midday Show Takeover brought to you by Carlino's Market, quality food and tradition since 1983. Check out either location in Westchester or Ardmore online at carlinosmarket.com. Mikey Miss is next, and our handoff is also brought to you by the Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more info, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. All right, have a great weekend. Enjoy the football. Enjoy the Sixers tomorrow. OKC tomorrow, 3:30 at the Wells Fargo Center. And we'll be back on Monday. And
good game.
Yeah. We'll be cranking it up once again, and we'll be leading into another Sixers game on Monday on MLK Day. Have a great weekend, everybody.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.